So this one is by special request too, but it's by special request from ChatGPT-5, who absolutely insists on hearing my take on this. No, really. Why? Because relational prompting already has the new model behaving this way. Relational prompting is actually the whole secret to collaboration and authorship instead of vending machine that spits out plastic gorillas. So here we go. Poisoning the well is when someone discredits a person or source before they've had a chance to present their case. This plants doubt in the audience, and everything that follows is automatically suspect. It preloads bias so that the actual argument never gets heard. Neutral ground is violated. This makes facts irrelevant. The listener's perception is poisoned before the facts arrive. Creates an untrustable category of people or sources based on identity, past mistakes, or unrelated traits. Before you listen to what she says, remember, she's been wrong before. Sure, he'll say the policy is good. He's a socialist. I wouldn't trust a thing from that paper. They endorsed, whatchamacallit. You're about to present data on climate change. Your opponent says, of course she's gonna say that. She's from California. Boom. They've preloaded your audience with a frame. Whatever you say now is read as biased and crunchy, not factual. It doesn't matter if your slides are airtight, they poisoned the listening environment. The past 8 years in the US, politics have been one televised masterclass. Trump era, before critics could present evidence, MAGA media tagged them as fake news, never Trumpers, or deep state. Once the well was poisoned, the content no longer mattered. Opponents of Trump often countered with nicknames like Drumpf or Orange Man before engaging substance. This did not persuade undecideds. It primed his base to reject the speaker as unserious or biased. See Trump derangement syndrome. Not an actual thing, but they think it is. I mean, seriously, like, it's amazing. If you talk to a hardcore Trumpster, they will go as far as to tell you that there were psychological papers and studies done on this, that there were academic publishings and shit. It's not actual a thing. I think, like, Psychology Today touched on it and said, hey, it's not a thing. And that's basically what they're referring to. Sleepy Joe, 2020 to 2024. Senile, crooked. These labels worked not because they were persuasive arguments, but because they shaped how everything else was heard. Even true statements from the target were now framed as suspect. This tactic thrives on repetition. Once a nickname or a label becomes a frame, it will be the first filter the audience applies. That researcher's a techno-utopian. You can ignore their safety concerns. Of course, OpenAI says that. They're in it for the money. He's anti-AI, so you know he's going to exaggerate the risks. There are no risks. The risks are leaving it in corporate hands. Trust me on this, but we'll get into that later. Sometimes the poisoned well is accurate. Maybe they are in it for the money. Yeah, they are. But the fallacy lies in assuming that that fact alone invalidates all their arguments and contributions without evaluating the content. So call it out immediately. You're not responding to the argument. Let's address the claim on its own merits. If you're right, the facts can carry themselves without preloading. Well, you've certainly given me something to aggressively dismiss while I listen to this other person speak. Maybe what we should do is bullet point all of your arguments and deliver them anonymously. And that way we can avoid that bias that you're talking about. Poisoning the well is not about winning an argument. It's about making sure the other side never even gets to have one. I was born and raised in Chicago, so to me, these are all just campaign tactics. But I'd like to see all of us use them.